evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Right, Pat Conti, the Secret Museum's curator, has done it again and opened up the show. You know, it's kind of silly for me to admit that of all the types of music that have been recorded in the world since 1890, that's absolutely one of my favorite things. But it is true.
That is the dry orgel to open tonight's program with a piece from Holland in the 1920s. The very early 20s, called Appenliefste. And there you have it, an anonymous musician. Wasn't good enough to be credited.
Cranking the machine.
Right.
That's a street organ.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful record. We are in Europe during the period between the world wars.
Right.
And, well, let's just go.
Yeah, we'll start in the first piece, set, with some Flemish music and a dialogue, or a dialect sketch, from the trolley era. And, again, an anonymous vocalist here, if you can call it that, calling stations, much like Henry Trouvelon or Henry Thomas from Texas in our own music, calling stations for the tramway or Lord Buckley without the whistle, the human whistle, that is, and Tramways Bruxellois.
Wow.
On an early Columbia record.
And as far as we could guess, these are probably actual tram stations.
Yes.
It wasn't made as a comedy record. It was made as a
descriptive.
Right,
descriptive novelty. From there, we'll hear the Bruxelles March, played again by anonymous musician in the early 20s, again on the barrel organ. And just to properly wrap this set up, we'll hear from the Orchestra Polskie Karuzeli, playing a piece called Tu Graj Tam. I hope I said that right. And if you couldn't figure that out, that's Karuzeli is the Polish merry-go-round orchestra for a bit of similar music in the barrel organ vein. So we start in Belgium and some station calling.
Allez pour mon ami, portal, 15, s'il vous plaît, merci. Ah mais non, il n'est pas bon celui-là. Comment il n'est pas bon? Ah mais non, c'est un Victor Emmanuel, il n'est pas bon, non? Mais dis-le un peu, récepteur, as-tu jamais connu Victor Emmanuel, vous? Ah mais non, je ne l'ai jamais vu. Eh bien, comment sais-tu qu'il n'est pas bon, alors? Enfin, vous n'avez pas d'autre monnaie? Ah mais non, je n'ai pas d'autre monnaie. Eh bien, descendez alors, roulez! Rue de la Loi. Ah mais non. Non, non, je dis non, vous ne montez pas. Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça donc? Je n'accepte pas de soulage. Ah mais dites un peu, si moi je ne suis pas sous du tout. Allons, c'est bien, descendez, roulez. De la mûre. Dites un peu, mon ami, il est strictement défendu de cracher par terre, savez-vous? Eh bien, je ne peux tout de même pas cracher sur le plafond, n'est-ce pas? Prête-moi ta sacoche, le frère Landon. Allons, c'est bien descendre et rouler! Portal. Mais dites un peu, récepteur, qu'est-ce que monsieur a dans son panier? Mais c'est un fixe. Nous descendons ensemble si monsieur reste. Vous attendez bien, n'est-ce pas? Je ne peux pas vous conserver dans ma voiture. Bien, deux. D'accord, monsieur, ça pas l'air, mais il n'y a que cette nuit dans le sting, celle. Allons, c'est bien, descendez, roulez, complet.
Thank you.
Now you've got me excited.
We've gone from the early 20s to about the mid 30s or so. Those kind of records did appear sporadically. We just threw that one Polish one in as an afterthought, really, to go with the fine barrel organ piece that was before that.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like a lot about records like that is that they do preserve the music, which is already sort of preserved, the mechanical devices that we used as street instruments, and I'm sure that this is true over most of the old world, mm-hmm. were a sort of continuous line of music for a long period of time. I don't know, do you have any clue when
some of the rollers, some of the rollers on the hand orgel or the dry orgel contain pieces from the 16th century.
Now, do the machines date that early?
I imagine there are at least 17th century hand organs somewhere in Europe. The earliest I've seen are probably from the late 1700s or early 1800s.
That's about what I know about.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing machines, but still people powered. From there we go to some music from Germany. Germany led the world in the technology that brought us much of this music. Emil Berliner, for instance, who is responsible for the record as we know it.
Disc recording.
Something about German music on record, though, it doesn't go hand in hand with the technology. For some reason, their portrayal of, at least on disc, of real folk music leaves a lot to be desired. There's a different aesthetic about presenting peasant music in a real peasant setting.
There wasn't
very,
much you're
very
saying.
Different from the Greeks or the French or whatever. They seem to have glossed over some of the real
preserving,
heart and soul of the performances in their original sensibilities anyway. But there are some interesting tunes. We'll hear one called The Jolly Coppersmith, or Die Lustige Kupferschmied, which will be played by Die Sechs Musikanten, or the, as it's sometimes translated, the Hungry Fine Band. You'll see on some labels. The tune The Jolly Coppersmith, I believe, made its way over to the States and entered into some kind of rural tradition here, too, from German immigrants. Then we'll hear a fine band, a trio, violin, zither, and tuba, and the original Schrammel trio from München, or Munich. And this is just about recorded when Hitler was, I believe, trying to... He led some sort of revolt that didn't quite work about the same year that this was recorded. It was the Beer Hall Putscht or something like that. The piece we'll hear is Tulsa Schützenmarsch. And this is one of the stellar pieces of Bavarian folk music.
Yeah, that's the instrumentation that I would associate with, like, traditional, that you see postcards of little bands like that.
Right. And then, lastly, in this set, we'll hear from Ulbricht's Zither Trio.
All right.
And a marching tune, which is accredited to Wagner, by the way, at least on the label copy. And you might recognize this one. On the label it reads, Unter dem Doppelladler. So
wow.
See if you can
I know what that is already.
So we'll start with the Hungry Fine Band, or the Fine Hungry Band. Thank you.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Well, that's a magnificent record. All right, I admit it.
All right. Okay. More stuff that it just drives me crazy. And of course, those of you who know who Anton Karas is and the record from the Third Man theme, we're conjecturing that maybe this was even his teacher.
Yeah, this was a popular group, not only in Germany, but in the States. And they recorded a bunch of tunes.
What a great sound.
That was under the Double Eagle for those tuning in late.
Who didn't hear that before? What a beautiful recording.
Right. Before that, the 20s Odeon record that we heard from München, I said that, Munich, the Schrammel Trio, recorded in Bavaria, in Munich, and I think that the Allies eventually bombed that studio. I know that we bombed the hell out of Munich. But those metal parts, that music, those records, long gone, but not here at the Secret Museum. And we had the Jolly Coppersmith up top, another 1920s recording for Victor.
We were in Europe in the 20s and 30s with Pat Conti in the Secret Museum. And in our travels around the world, there's a great excitement to being able to listen to these recordings which reveal so much about the culture and about the society and what was there. I mean, we admit, and this is something that we also take into account, these are tiny, minuscule slices of the world as it was. They're not, you know, revealing great, huge hunks of information.
Yes.
But they're real. They're the authentic sound of a recording made, you know, and what we try to do, what Pat tries to do, is select recordings which are of significance for their value,
for
of the context
reason,
of the
yeah.
culture, whatever it is. And this is Europe.
Right. And we moved to Switzerland, and we'll be 70 listening.
70 years ago.
Yeah. We'll be listening to some of the more unusual things, not the usual Yodeler or the Alphorn, which we featured in previous programs. But we'll listen to some music here from the French sector. A number of pieces here in a short medley. Chanson du Valais, Mélodie Rustique, or Rustique, Tanz Ribon.
Really?
And these played with the hackbrett, much like our hammered dulcimer, and the accordion, and the tree bells, those little set of, I guess like sleigh bells they are. And
if not, someone will call us and correct us immediately.
I'm sure. And second and last in this set, we'll go to the Italian section of the Alps in Switzerland, and I'll try to get through these titles for you. These recorded for Columbia in the late 30s, just before the war. Tessiner Stimmung, Bells von Bellingona, Ul Firmingham, Emi sunt qui in bacetta, quel mazzolin di fiori. Those are the pieces with the glocken, the cowbells, and accordion. And there you have it for this set, the French and later the Italian sector of Switzerland.
Thank you. Noi siamo tre sorelle e tutte tre d'amor. Noi siamo tre sorelle e tutte tre d'amor. L'una chiama Giulia, l'altra rosa in fior, l'altra rosa in fior, l'altra rosa in fior. L'una chiama Giulia, l'altra rosa in fior, l'altra rosa in fior, l'altra rosa in fior.
Well, the quick question which comes to mind is that the music in that second one,
I said Glocken. Well, I guess it's a Glockenspiel, but
we call those squash chords. Those like strange.
Yeah, they're very big swells for an accordion player that size.
Yeah, but what is that? I mean, that's very strange music.
Yeah, there is some really magnificent music from the Italian part of the Alps. But very little of it got recorded before the war. I mean, the real heart of the folk music. That came much later. In fact, there are some contemporary recordings of some beautiful stuff with fiddle and something like a viol, but more on that later. We're going back to Germany as an afterthought. This for actually our final set tonight. We didn't want to pass up the Jodler.
Yes.
J-O-D-L-E-R tradition. We've had, oddly enough, pound for pound, very little vocal music in tonight's program, but we'll make up for it very swiftly here. We'll hear from three singers, Nierzi, Stadler, und Hermann. And these were very popular recordists for Columbia in the late teens up until the 1930s. And we'll hear Chavetants. This is a European Columbia. And their records go back and forth across the sea many times. Then we'll hear the Manor Quintet and Wechseljodler. Again, this is another Columbia record. And these, again, featuring very old and fine German folk song. And then we'll hear from an anonymous group, which we believe is Austrian. And they'll be singing Die Zufriedenheit. And I know that's right, because that's just the way it sounds on the record. So some yodeling and vocal tradition, group tradition, trios and quartets in the German style from Europe and the U.S.
Und wie deine Äugelein blitzen, tralalalala. Brigade voran, tralala. Voran geht schran, tralala. Schran, schran, schran. Hollere, oh, hollere, oh, hollere, oh, hollere. und wie sie auf Pferde und Pferden,
tralalalala,
und ihre Eigelein bitten,
tralalalala.
Sie reiten voraus,
tralala,
beim Tore hinaus,
tralala.
Ja, wo hast du einen Zylinder zwischen?
Da noch gerade an.
Ach, weiter eh nicht.
Da sind wieder beide.
Immer weiter.
Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio, Rizlio. Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio. Du Teufel, du bist voll auf du. Wir fahren im Winter, wir laufen.
Rein und ich habe mich so verliebt angeschaut, da ist die ganz rausgekommen.
Ach, Ueli oder was du?
Ich glaube ja.
Jetzt sind wir lieber weiter.
Das singt weiter.
Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio, Rizlio. Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio. Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio, Rizlio. Hola, die Rizlio, Rizlio.
Yeah, oh. Kleinkindl gibt vor Karwe, so der muss kämen, alle noch an anderer Fuhr. Freien Fenster, da geht's zu das ganze Jahr, bis das das Luder einmal Frieden war. Ulre, ja, ja, ja,
Zufriedenheit. Did you just sneeze?
As you know, yodeling, another thing that I'm particularly fond of, although not with the same kind of frenzied love that I have for some of these things. But this is a lot of...
Well, this is another twist to yodeling. This is Austrian. And besides being a beautiful folk song, and there's another set of parameters for the yodeler in Austria, I guess.
Yeah, well, we don't want to get into the technical things about what's different about it. If you heard the yodeling show, there are distinct stylistic.
At least, also, we got a glimpse at some of the stringed instruments there, which are rare outside of the zither. We heard the harp guitar along with the concertina in that one. And the guitars were very popular in Germany. And anyone who's seen... any old photos and postcards can attest to that.
The guitar is right in there, as they say. Those of you who are listening to the show might have realized at this point that there's some notable lacks or absences, and one of them is France. The reason is that next week's show is devoted entirely to France, and so we're saving that up for next week. Pat, this has been an extraordinarily entertaining show for me.
And I'm glad.
I thank you. I thank you personally.
I had some worries about it.
I mean, but... I love that I love all of the music and all the shows, and I get crazy. Very often I'll be sitting here sort of hopping up and down, but this is very entertaining. What are we closing with?
We're closing with something called Oberbayerischer Gebirgslieder, which is a potpourri of tunes, actually part one, of an old Victor recording from the teens by the Berliner Kapelle. And this is music from Dachau, Germany, back when Dachau was just a vibrant town like many others in the dim past.
So until next week, this is Citizen Kafka with Pat Conti, the curator of the Secret Museum, saying stay tuned.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the secret museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Citizen Kafka with just a few minutes left to the show, and I thought we'd try something a little bit different, a montage, but this time a real montage. So get ready for The Sound of the World from the Secret Museum of the Air.
Did Thank you.